Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Differences Between Generative AI and Traditional AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI in the Fundamentals of Generative AI for Sales course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key differences between generative AI and traditional AI, their specific use cases, and the implications of these differences in various business scenarios. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between these two types of AI and understand how they can be applied in your role within the financial services sector. Main content comparison of generative AI and traditional AI. To effectively differentiate between generative AI and traditional AI, it is essential to understand their core functionalities. Traditional AI, often referred to as discriminative AI, is designed to recognize patterns and make predictions based on existing data. For example, in customer service, a traditional AI system might analyze previous customer interactions to predict the likelihood of a customer needing assistance based on their past behavior. It excels in classification and regression tasks, utilizing historical data to inform decisions. On the other hand, generative AI goes beyond prediction. Instead of merely analyzing data, generative AI can create new content, such as text, images, or even entire simulations. This type of AI learns the underlying patterns in data and uses that knowledge to generate novel outputs. In the context of financial services, a generative AI system could create personalized marketing content or simulate various financial scenarios based on user inputs. This capability opens up new avenues for automation and personalization that traditional AI cannot achieve. Use cases for both types of AI. Understanding the practical applications of both generative AI and traditional AI can clarify their distinct roles in business. Traditional AI is highly effective in areas such as risk assessment, fraud detection, and customer segmentation. For instance, a bank may use traditional AI algorithms to analyze transaction data and identify potential fraud by flagging unusual spending patterns. Conversely, generative AI shines in content creation and customer engagement. For example, a financial institution could employ generative AI to automate the creation of personalized investment reports for clients, thus saving time for financial advisors and enhancing the client experience. Additionally, generative AI can be used to develop chatbots that provide tailored responses to customer inquiries, creating a more engaging and interactive experience. The decision to utilize either type of AI depends on the specific needs of the business. Traditional AI is often preferred for tasks that require data analysis and pattern recognition, while generative AI is ideal for scenarios demanding creativity and innovation. Implications of these differences in business scenarios. The differences between generative AI and traditional AI have significant implications for businesses, particularly in the financial services sector. Understanding these implications can help organizations leverage AI effectively to enhance their operations. For instance, traditional AI can streamline operational efficiencies by automating routine tasks, such as data analysis and reporting. This allows human employees to focus on more strategic tasks, ultimately increasing productivity and reducing operational costs. However, the limitations of traditional AI suggest that it cannot adapt to creative tasks or generate new ideas, which can hinder innovation. In contrast, the implementation of generative AI can foster innovation and personalized customer experiences. By generating tailored financial advice or content, organizations can differentiate themselves in a competitive landscape. Additionally, it enables businesses to respond more dynamically to customer needs and market changes. However, this also requires a shift in mindset and strategy, as businesses must be willing to embrace new technologies and overcome potential regulatory challenges, especially concerning compliance with SOX regulations in the financial sector. Moreover, companies must ensure that they have the right infrastructure and training in place to support the integration of generative AI. This includes investing in talent who can manage and interpret AI-generated content effectively and ensuring that ethical considerations are prioritized, particularly regarding data privacy and security. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the key differences between generative AI and traditional AI, highlighting their distinct functionalities, use cases, and implications for businesses. By understanding these differences, you are better equipped to identify how each type of AI can be utilized within your organization, particularly in enhancing customer service and operational efficiency. As we continue in this course, you will gain further insights into leveraging generative AI effectively in your sales strategies. Reflection questions: how can your organization utilize traditional AI to improve customer segmentation and risk assessment processes? In what ways could generative AI enhance the customer experience within your company's financial services offerings? Reflect on a scenario where implementing generative AI could lead to innovation in your business processes. What challenges might you face in this implementation?